This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Confirmed as a Supreme Court Justice. That was all the talk throughout the weekend. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Right off the bat, we go to Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio from Talk Media News. Well, Bob, it is the end of the line as far as that confirmation. You and I talked about this for months. And what did we say? You said right at the very beginning you couldn't imagine he wasn't going to be confirmed. But you saw the turmoil that resulted of protesting, really, I'll say both sides, because now it's like sports teams, the Democrats and the Republicans. Why did the Republicans prevail, and what did the Democrats do wrong?
Well, for one, the Republicans, I think, made a couple of moves. Jeff Flake, Senator from Arizona, I know, Kate, everybody, the Republican side was angry at him, but he said, okay, look, let's have the FBI take a look into this. I think after that, when they came back, and we haven't seen the report, of course, but I think we know nothing changed. So after that, it was more of a he said, she said, and nothing, you know, startling new came out where, for example, Mark Judge, the one guy that Dr. Ford said was there, you know, he obviously didn't change his ideas of what happened. So as a result, I think that, you know, that helped. The Lindsey Graham speech, which he just, you know, was on fire, I think gave a sort of a psychological momentum, frankly, for the Republican side. And then McConnell just said, look, we're going to press ahead instead of yielding to any pressure. So I think, frankly, you know, the fact that they just kept moving. And again, that FBI report, I think, really helped what Flake called for.
Yeah. And so now for Kavanaugh, so he moves on. There's the swearing in ceremony on Monday. The president apologizes to Brett Kavanaugh and his family. He says for the terrible pain and suffering that he says they endured after his confirmation to the Supreme Court. So for Kavanaugh, he just moves on, right, and just takes the high road. Is that what you would advise him to do and not to be making comments about this?
Yeah, Kate, you raise a great question because, in my opinion, you and I talked about this, one of the downsides was his demeanor of just attacking back.
The,
especially when he turned to the senator, the one senator, and said, have you ever had a blackout drunk?
That,
to me, raised a whole different set of questions. Also, he had friends of his who supported him but said he had a different version, not of that night, a different version of how he drank years ago, etc. So there were some definite holes in everything, I think, for him. And it's very important he moves on because guess what? This isn't done in the sense that he's going to hear the word impeachment. Impeach Kavanaugh. You know, if the Democratic side takes control, he's going to hear right out front they are going to begin impeachment processes against him. And that's going to be a mantra used by the Democratic side for this midterm election. I will tell you this, I would bet money that at some point in time, though, Nancy Pelosi, if the House does revert, will not entertain impeachment unless something solid new comes out. Nancy Pelosi will not entertain impeachment. Right now, she's not telling her members to be quiet, but I guarantee she will not go down that path and have a new majority if they win. Consumed with this for the next, you know, 5 months after they take control. That's all, you know, hypothetical if they would win.
And now you have the race to the midterms. You have a lot of Democrats, and you have a lot of the people who are protesting who are saying, all right, so now you vote. And I've never seen, I have to say, in the last couple of days, I've never seen such a press for voting, especially on the Democratic side. Do you think that this is something that, because of those that were angry about Kavanaugh, do you think this is enough for the Democrats to upset the apple cart as far as the midterms are concerned?
Well, it is if, and the big if is this. Look, the progressive side is ignited, and they're angry because Kavanaugh got this nomination in the way he got it, et cetera. The conservative side is ignited, and they're happy because the Senate Republicans didn't fail them. I think ignited and happy is not as much of a motivator to get to the polls as ignited and angry.
Yeah.
So they've got a little edge there. The independents are still up for grabs, and there's a gender gap issue for the Republicans they have to, you know, to watch. But I believe only if the Democratic side can turn that anger into the actual votes and getting the vote out. I still think it's close for control of the House. I don't think it's a 65-seat margin for a blue wave. I think it's close, though. But that anger that's out there, if they don't translate it into actually getting people out to vote, it's going to remain anger.
Yeah, I agree with you on the anger thing. And then Susan Collins, of course, she especially, because she was the female that went in a different direction than some thought. There was constant screaming outside of her door and people following her, and she had to have security for her aides, for herself, for her family. And she is the one that is the big target, I think, without a doubt, because you even have Susan Rice who says, yeah, I'm going to run, I'll run. And already there's like $3 million for whoever it is to run against Susan Collins, and she's what done this for 20 some years. Is there a great chance she loses her seat?
I mean, you never know how it's going to end up. Of course, a ton of money is going to go into support her. You know, right now, the Republicans themselves have if I've got to lay money on everything tonight, the Senate stays Republican, the House is shaky. But, you know, in the process of the Senate, I mean, and Collins has a tough seat, but it's just early in the sense that, you know, a lot of money could and will flow in for Collins when she, you know, needs that a lot. And
yeah,
a lot's going to go in against her. She's going to become a target.
Oh, she's definitely going to become a target, for sure. Yeah, we know that. And now this all swings in, and there's going to be more discussion about that midterms, the heavy press there. What about the Russian investigation? Where are we with that?
Well, isn't it funny? There's two things that I haven't had to research
Nothing.
In the last week.
Yeah.
The name Mueller, and also, who wrote that op-ed against the president?
Exactly.
Well, we forgot about that one. Yeah, not much. There's no way that, at least in what I've looked at is, and talking to people up on the Hill, there's no way Mueller can breathe a word at this point in time. If he does, before this midterm elections, he's interfering. You know, afterwards, then, you know, there's 2 years left. Where's the countdown towards 2020 with Trump? But I just can't imagine where Mueller will be able to do anything. If he does, he turns into a Comey in the sense of, you know, right before Hillary's election. I just think the timing right now, it's too close for Mueller to come out with anything at this point in time and be legitimate. It's too close to the election.
Yeah, I agree with you. So we're just going to see that just kind of slide on by. Absolutely. Right. Bob Ney, thank you so much as always.
Thank you, Kate.
So Bob's not worried about, although he may be worried for the people, but he's not in the eye of the hurricane. There is a monster hurricane that is headed for some serious parts of the Gulf Coast. How bad is it? What's its name? We're telling you on the flip side. Kate Delaney, America's Plan.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
In the Gulf Coast, they're boarding things up. That's where the eye of this hurricane looks like it's going to slam down on. Hurricane Michael, massive evacuations ordered on this one. I mean, it's just being called monstrous. Now, you know, we've heard this before, but we've seen some incredibly destructive hurricane action. Can you believe it? So smashing into Florida's panhandle, you got the governor, Rick Scott, not mincing words as he doesn't do now, because look, he is the hurricane governor. He says, make decisions tomorrow. No, it might be too late. So saying, get out of there, Cat 3, sustained winds of 111 miles an hour. That's the current projections. We know that can change, and it can also shift a bit. But I looked at all the models before I got on the air. I listened to a bunch of the weather experts, and it surely looks like, look out if you live in Pensacola. Look out if you're just south of Tallahassee. It could be one of the worst hurricanes to strike that sort of Big Bend and Florida panhandle region is what they call it. I mean, I'm sorry. You are trying to withstand 100 and some mile an hour winds. You're not going to win that battle. So they have a hurricane warning in effect for that Alabama. I know some of you are listening to us there and in Florida for that Alabama-Florida border up to the Suwannee River. So really take this to heart. And also on that border, the Mississippi-Alabama border, right there, right in that, the beast. And it means storm surge, heavy rainfall, hurricane force winds, all the things that entails. And most of the people there know. I mean, listen, you know not to fool around with this. So there's 35 counties that have been declared in emergency, state of emergency, because that means the funding. Florida State, they're closing. They're closed from Tuesday through Friday this week. That's how serious they're taking it. No way to take a chance. Make sure all of the students and any of the faculty is nowhere near there, because this is right where it could smash into. Even Alabama Governor Kay Ivey said, boom, same thing, state of emergency, because power outages, wind damage, debris, and the debris is what also can be so deadly. You know, when we had the last hurricane that came through, a tree falls down, smashes into a trailer, a house, whatever, or you've got power that's out, people trying to come back in. It's a nightmare. So I think, and when you look at this too, I think people are heeding this for the most part, especially after they watched what has happened earlier in this hurricane season, even Florence with the floods, because it's always the flood thing afterwards that you're worried about. But this Michael Path, boy, oh boy, I mean, it really is coming up through that panhandle, and it could intensify. So that's the thing. Maybe it's the Cat 3, but could be a shift to a 4. Let's hope not, because then you're talking a little jump up in the wind, miles per hour, you know, 130 to 150 something. You got 500 Florida National Guard members who are activated, of course, because you got to plan the logistics of it all, where you're responding, where's everyone being deployed basically when it happens, and then 5,000 more that are there. So, I mean, this is happening fast. So fast. So that means, yeah, that's why they're clearing the decks in at Florida State, because they know that this thing is bearing down quickly and it'll strike that panhandle Tuesday, Wednesday. Really, Wednesday is probably. But you're talking about a storm surge of about 12 feet. For some of the Florida coastline, and 12 feet in some of those low-lying areas, I mean, that's deadly is what that is. So hurricane season, it is, I'm telling you, it is unpredictable at times. I mean, predictable at least that we have the watches and you can look at the different maps, thank goodness. Much different from those of you listening, you get it. Tornado versus hurricane, which is worse? I mean, it's almost a ridiculous question, and since I have been in both, not the worst of the worst with a tornado, the aftermath of a tornado, yes. The worst of the worst in the middle of a hurricane, yes. Right in the middle of a hurricane, I experienced what that was like, where you're basically trapped, you're in lockdown. So I love that and I was a kid, so I love that the evacuations really happen and people heed them, where we didn't used to do that. It wasn't quite the same thing. It doesn't mean that nobody cleared out, but not the way they do it now. It's much, much different. I'm going to seg from this hurricane into this New York limo crash. I mean, the saddest ever. And it is one of the deadliest road accidents in U.S. history. So anywhere you're listening to me, we're saying the deadliest. You know why? 20 people were killed. It was over the weekend, and I was watching one of the college football games, and I thought it was a mistake. I thought, oh no, they must mean that people were injured and a couple people were killed. No, no. We're saying the stretch limousine killed 18 people in the limo, 2 people who were walking, and that's 20. So, I mean, that's terrible. And what happened was that this limo went through a stop sign and boom, you know, unfortunately, it just collided and killed the people that were in the limousine. And it was, I mean, obviously awful, terrible. And when you start to look at deadly crashes and you see where that ranks, I mean, just the worst. Victims texted that the limo was in terrible condition minutes before the crash. So you had hysteria surrounding that. One of the victims that killed everyone on board said terrible condition of the limo, and this was 20 minutes before that whole tragic thing happened. Even the New York governor, Andrew Cuomo, said on Monday that the limousine didn't have the, this is what's so scary, didn't have the necessary federal certification to operate, failed a state inspection last month. How do you know that, right? You see this limousine company, you look at it on Yelp or wherever. Are you asking about that? Are you digging into that? No. So they're investigating. It was a winding road about 160 miles north of New York City, and this was a birthday party at the Cooperstown Brewery. So two people were killed. You had the people that were in this limousine. You had husbands and wives. You had family members and their friends that were there. And there was the text message I just mentioned complaining about the limo is because there was a last-minute replacement after a bus hired to shuttle the group broke down. So that's the first thing that happened. I mean, what? Are you kidding me? And then look at it. I mean, just absolutely horrific. Because, you know, in their 20s, in their 30s, yeah, really, just really, really one of the biggest losses of life. And this is what the first responders are saying, that they've seen in a long time in just in an instant like that. It slams into, to give you the further details on the story, so the limo ran the stop sign, slammed into a parked SUV, and then the two people, that halted before the crash that were standing there, boom, they were hit. So it's just awful. And it does make you kind of think. And I don't know why, because I got to say, what are you doing if you order a limousine? You're asking people, hey, do you know a limo company? Hey, are they good? Uh-huh. Hey, what do people say about them? Oh, they're on time. They get, you know, do they know if they have a federal certificate? Probably not. Are you looking for that? I mean, it kind of gives you pause to think, okay, if I'm putting a bunch of people in this limousine, you know, maybe I got to ask a few more questions or find something else out about that company, because those people weren't thinking that. They're just thinking, oh, you got to be kidding me. This first we have this breakdown, then we get in this limousine, and then this happens, and then the worst thing possible, I mean, just absolutely possible, happens. All right, we've just scratched the surface here in this first hour of America Tonight. Other things that we're going to talk about include the man cave. We've got baseball playoffs and football to talk about. Remember, this week, of course, we're going to have another Nail the Score. But next, what do you think? We're going to the mailbag on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Turkish officials are now leaking details of an audio recording of the capture, torture, and death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The recording happened inside the Saudi consulate in Turkey. New York Times reporter David Kirkpatrick is in Istanbul, and he now provides the grisly details of what can be heard on the recording.
We're learning today from Turkish officials about an audio tape that contains evidence that Mr. Khashoggi was detained quickly after he entered the conflict, that his fingers were chopped off, that he was dismembered, that the gore was so egregious that the consulate asked them to take it outside.
He said of the 15 suspects named by Turkish authorities, 4 appear to have close ties to the Saudi crown prince. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers, letters are all in person. Letters, packages, paper. They have some fun and arrive.
All right, you gotta love that. Sure. A lot of comments on the mailbag side of things about Judge Kavanaugh and his confirmation. Pro and con, not unusual for this show, because, hey, I say if you're left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, think labels stink and you stand on your own opinions or whatever that might be, then all opinions are welcome here because we have the convo, right? Let's have a conversation about it. And I don't know about the rest of you. I'm never 100% on everything, every ideology. I find it hard to believe that people are lockstep in with whatever it is they proclaim they are. I get it if you lean in a certain direction, absolutely. But I also don't think you 100% always agree with even some of the people you really like that would be on your superstar list of politicians. Do you even have one? That you would agree with everything that they do. And certainly, I'd say senators and Congress folks are definitely in the bullseye if they're up for re-election in some states anyway. You can always flip me a phone call, 855-266-5283. Your react to Kavanaugh and the president saying, look, he was proven innocent. So I go to this one from Tommy, who says, Kate, Kavanaugh prevailed, and I hope people let it go now. It's been so just disgustingly over the top, the venom of people. I get that those who don't agree don't agree. I get that those who think he was owed more than what he got etc. I understand the whole thing of having that argument, and I certainly think that any kind of female harassment is abhorrent. I have three daughters, and trust me, there would be a right hook and maybe a left hook involved. If anything ever happened, I would, I'm certain, go off the rails. But if they didn't have the evidence, then they didn't have the evidence. So Kavanaugh gets sworn in. I say we all move forward on this, but I have a feeling there could be some blowback. Yeah, there's going to be blowback. I mean, all you have to do is go on to the Twittersphere, where the president often breaks news, and see what the reaction all is to what just happened with with the Supreme Court vacancy with Kavanaugh and the hearing with Dr. Ford, with the fallout from that, with Susan Collins, and it's far and wide and all over the map. This is how we live. We live in a very polarizing society. I say on one hand, we live in America. What's awesome is you're entitled to your opinion. I'm entitled to mine, especially, listen, this show's about opinions. And I love that, right? Because nobody's telling us what we have to think. But it's interesting because you can just see it all over the place. That 50-48 vote on Saturday afternoon, it just absolutely exploded. I mean, just exploded. Dan Pfeiffer said it'll be up to voters to make Republicans pay for every single anti-woman, anti-LGBTQ, pro-corporation ruling that Kavanaugh makes. There must be some accountability for putting a partisan liar credibly accused of sexual assault on the highest court. I pulled that out because he got a lot of hits on that. Then I saw this, and somebody wrote, actually, it's Justice Kavanaugh, and it should have gone down the way it did. Me Too should not stamp itself in this direction, because this is the wrong person to attach it to. And then there was another one from someone named Katie Mack, who got a bunch of attention, like, in other words, got a lot of likes. So I'm going by the likes. And it said, and this was probably posted all over the place, I can't get over the cruelty of the whole Kavanaugh process, the fact that the Republicans demanded the public anguish of Dr. Ford and other survivors, despite knowing full well they would never, ever take that testimony as evidence. It was a brutal, cynical flaunting of power. Then there was this one from the Titan, who says, Kavanaugh confirmed over the shouts of many women. There just wasn't the evidence. I think we all need to give him the space and get back to reality. Reality is midterms are really close, and I've gotten some reaction related to midterms. This one from Don, who says, Kate, longtime fan of the show, congrats on a decade, keep hanging in, your name is popping up all over the place, and I have to say I like the fact that you always say that people are welcome to comment no matter where they stand on the issues, which is good, because you're not just another guy shouting down everybody who calls you or sends you emails. And here's what I would say, now moving forward with the midterms. I think the Democrats think that they have a loaded hand because of the reaction to Kavanaugh and what happened, but I don't know if they're overplaying that hand. They might be, because it kind of reminds me of when President Trump was running and Hillary Clinton, the thought was, no way does Trump become president. He, of course, did. And I think in, at least in a majority of some of these places, that whoever the Republican is, if they're strong, they still win despite what's happening, despite what some think is negative because of Kavanaugh. Susan Collins, to me, would be the one seat that sits right there in the middle. Did you see what she had to say on 60 Minutes? I did. I saw what she said in Heidi Heitkamp. It's interesting because Heitkamp risks her seat as she is in a definitely, she's a Democrat in a Republican area, and she voted against Kavanaugh, and Susan Collins, who has a lot of voters who are independents, especially in Maine, she voted for Kavanaugh, and there are people that are, they've already built up the coffers for money to run against her and whatnot. And I saw both of them on 60 Minutes, and I, you know, look, I give them credit because here's what they both said in different ways, that they voted the way they thought they should vote, and they weren't weighing the politics of it all is what they said. And Susan Collins said that she talked to Kavanaugh, and the thing that she liked about Kavanaugh is she felt that he was about the letter of the law, and she felt like he would go by that because she's pro-choice, and meaning that weighing the law and the precedents and all that kind of stuff. And she said there wasn't evidence there. She said there was not. There wasn't any evidence of that, so she couldn't go in that direction. But she certainly is bearing the brunt of a lot of anger, having to have guards and her people having guards and her family being guarded. But this is the same thing with Dr. Ford. I mean, ridiculous. Like, let's let it go. Especially in her case, okay, it's done, it's over with, he's confirmed, and now they still can't go into their house? I mean, come on. Really. Like I said, we live in America, we have different opinions. Give me a break, right? Give me a break. All right, so let's move on to something else, because we could just be going at this all night long, or all show long anyway. Here's one from Frank, who says, Kate, it's so easy to talk about the whole Kavanaugh thing, but I want to jump on to something completely different, horrible about that limo crash. The 20 people were killed, and the fact is they failed their inspection, and hey, the driver wasn't even licensed. Wow. I think there's questions we all need to ask in the future when we rent these things so we don't find ourselves in a death mobile. Yeah, that's interesting because that's what I said. I said I would never, I just wouldn't have thought of asking, I wouldn't have thought to ask those questions, to be honest. I hate to be naive. I would ask somebody about them. Oh, do they have a reputation? I know exactly what I would do. But now I know what I would do if I was ever in that situation. And by the way, this is right by Cooperstown, where the Baseball Hall of Fame is, near Albany, New York, outside of New York City. I mean, I guess a lot of rules were broken, and it set up this tragedy. So they were riding in a 2001 Ford Expedition that had been converted into a limousine, and it was inspected and failed the inspection and wasn't supposed to be on the road. The driver needed a CDL, a commercial driver's license with a passenger endorsement. They didn't have it. The limo company, of course, gets nailed for this, but it doesn't bring back all those people. I mean, what are they going to say? The company actually said they voluntarily took their fleet off the road during the investigation, and they're meeting with people, etc. And the NTSB is investigating it. There weren't skid marks, but there were road conditions that were, I guess, kind of damp. So they're saying that maybe that's a factor in it. Could have been a whole bunch of different things. One family lost four sisters. They all died in that crash. Wow. I mean, wow, 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 wow. Mm-mm-mm. All right, if you want to send me your thoughts, you always can. KateDelaneyRadio.com. Click on Contact, and bada bing, you're in. Go to the Man Cave next on ATN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are in the man cave. I had to hear the whole thing. So here's the thing. Going to the man cave, there is so much we could talk about in the man cave. I mean, honestly, where we are in the sporting world, while we're watching what just unfolded in D.C., we're watching this Hurricane Michael slam into the Gulf region. And I always say this, because we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth still, no matter if we fight, disagree, want to pull each other's hair out, or worse. I definitely think that the American lifestyle survives and thrives because every once in a while you need to take a breath. So it's a long way of saying don't climb up on my back because we talk for a segment about being in the man cave. In fact, I got the thumbs up from Bob, Jake, also from Brewster, and from Bill, who one night when I skipped the man cave said, you skipped the man cave. Why'd you skip the man cave? And if you want to listen to me, too, on the weekend, you can catch me on NBC Sports Radio. Just download the NBC Sports Radio app or go to SiriusXM 205. I'm on from 3 to 6 Eastern. And there I'm talking sports. Lucky lady, huh? I get all my passions. Business, politics, on this show and everything else in, mixed in between, and then sports on the weekend. So, to be sure, I picked the Saints over the Redskins, but I didn't think it was going to be the kind of massacre it was on Monday night, 43-19. But sure enough, it was that. Drew Brees had a monster night. So he passes Peyton Manning as the all-time pass leader after the game. And so what does that mean? He broke Manning's record of 71,940 career passing yards. That is a huge number, my friends. Huge. I mean, it's a rout. And the Saints really needed that rout because they've had a very strange, like so many of the other NFL teams, strange start to their season. So they wrap up the Monday with a win, 4-1, 2-1 at home. The Redskins, who are looking pretty hot, it was pretty interesting. The Redskins just were stopped. I mean, they put 3 points up in the first quarter, 10 in the second, and they just could not. When they got in the red zone, they couldn't capitalize if they got in the red zone. And Drew Brees just showed them how you do it. I mean, it was a wild party in New Orleans, and they saw what that was like. One of the games of the week to me, for Texans who were listening, was the Texans and the Dallas Cowboys. Wow, what a finish. Goes into overtime. Cowboys had chances to win it. Texans had chances to win it. And in the end, Houston did. So they're 2-3, 19-16. It was all about the kick in the end, and that was in OT. So Deshaun Watson, 375 yards passing and a touchdown. Boy, he was knocked around a lot. Both defenses were really the story. They played phenomenally. The goal line stands for the Cowboys. It has to be disappointing for that defense because I can't believe how many times they stopped the Texans when they were right there. And they had to settle for a field goal or worse. And the Cowboys, you know, the Cowboys, when they got there, couldn't get it done. Or they got stopped and before they got to the end zone, way before they got to the end zone. So two goose eggs, one in the second quarter, didn't help them. And all those kicks for the Texans helped because 3 points here, there, and then the final overtime, you know, 3 points put them up in a row, and that made the huge difference. I'll tell you what, Todd Gurley is amazing. 3 touchdowns for him, the Rams, in another exciting game, beat the Seahawks 33-31. The Eagles, my Eagles, were smashed, just like the Cowboys. I say smashed. They were getting blown out in the first half of the game. They did come back. They also lose superstar, one of their superstar players, and I'll tell you about that in a second, but 23-21, Carson Wentz, 311 passing yards and 2 touchdowns. The way they're playing now, I would say they're not going anywhere fast. Jay Ajayi with the ACL, boom, he's out for the season. He's a major player and was for the Super Bowl running back-wise for the Philadelphia Eagles, so that is very, very bad news. Elsewhere in the world of football, quickly I'll tell you this, because I'm a big fan of Baker Mayfield, 342 yards passing and a touchdown, the Brownies. I mean, it was barely, but that field goal went over where it had to, the crossbar, and the Browns beat the Ravens in overtime, 12-9. They've had 3 overtime games. That's crazy. That hasn't happened in a while in the NFL. If you go back in the record books, it's been quite some time. So Baker Mayfield earning his paycheck. The Bills win their matchup with the Titans 13-12. And hey, 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 nobody nailed the score. Dolores wins the weekly prize, because remember, you can either call or you can send us an email. We do that on our Wednesday into Thursday show, so don't forget about that. That's in our first hour every week. Somebody gets something like, you know, wings or whatever it is, and then maybe somebody will win this thing. It could happen. Trust me. And I think the best story going is the kid from Texas, Pat Mahomes from East Texas, who's playing for the Chiefs. He's the quarterback. He is crazy. He is all world. Beating the Jags 30-14, and some of, first of all, he feeds the ball to everybody. And some of what I saw him do in that game, and I watched that whole game, was just absolutely phenomenal. I love watching this kid. I love watching the Chiefs. I've never been a huge Andy Reid fan, but I think he found his quarterback in Pat Mahomes, and it seems like they are having fun in Kansas City. We'll see if they have fun when they take on the New England Patriots next week. But what a week of football. Week 5. Here we are in week 6. Crazy how time flies, isn't it? Then we go to Major League Baseball. And in Major League Baseball, the Astros closed out the Indians, so they move on to the American League Championship Series. They're your World Series winners from last year, beating the Dodgers. They beat the Indians, thumped them 11-3, so they won that series 3-0. How about in the National League Division Series with the Dodgers and the Brewers? Dodgers win that one 6-2, easy going for them. And then this was crazy, this game. Red Sox, who had a record season, 108 wins, beat the Yankees 16-1. Boston leads that series 2-1, so that was game 3. So the Yanks still go on to yet another game. That one's on Tuesday. CC Sabathia gets the start for the Yanks. Rick Porcella gets the start for the Boston Red Sox, and that's where we are there. Although I would be remiss, not, well, I guess I told you all that. The Brewers, I didn't tell you this, the Brewers wrapped up the Rockies in their series, in their National League Division Series. They did that straight, 3-0, and they did it on Sunday, 6-0 with a win over the Rockies. The Brew Crew has been fun to watch all season long. I thought for sure they'd be in the playoffs, and they'd be kind of deadly in the playoffs. And in fact, that to me, their pitching and their bullpen, brutal. I mean, deadly. Oklahoma didn't like losing the Red River Shootout to the Texas Longhorns. Dicker the kicker nailed it in the uprights, and it was a huge win for the Longhorns. They jump up in the poll. The college football selection committee will release their first poll, in fact, on Tuesday. But Mike Stoops was fired as the defensive coordinator after that 48-45 loss to Texas, because that was that. They weren't putting up with that. The 48 points by Texas, most ever scored against Oklahoma in a Red River Showdown. Yeah, they got back into that. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to This Hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.